You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer pitch hitting this week for Tim McMaster as we are talking at Rays baseball today with Bill Chastain, our Rays reporter. Bill, thank you so much for the time. And Bill, of course, no secret, we are just a couple of days away from Christmas. And with that in mind, as the hot stove has kind of gone lukewarm here in the last couple of weeks after the winter meetings, I thought we'd switch things up a little bit and do kind of a Christmas and New Year's theme podcast. So, Bill, with that in mind, first thing I want to ask you is, of the players on the Rays roster right now, which one of them would make the very best department store Santa Claus in your mind?
I'd have to go with Logan Forsythe on that one. He's kind of stoic, but he's a really happy guy, and he's a very nice guy. I could see him not losing his patience like I would imagine a lot of department store Santas are prone to do.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. That's as much fun as it seems at the onset. When you get the kids on your lap and they start not cooperating, it can be quite the endeavor. So to have a guy like Logan Forsythe remain patient, I think is very much key to being a successful department store Santa. So good answer there. Bill, question number two, of course, as we all know, that Rudolph is the undisputed leader of Santa's reindeer. So with that in mind, who would you say is the Rudolph, if you will, within that Rays clubhouse?
Evan Longoria is the undisputed leader, and maybe not so vocal, but I think he has, you know, behind the scenes, he works with all the guys. He leads by example. He busts his butt every night. He's a hard worker, and he's been there and he's done it. So, and then you look at the numbers he put up this year. You know, that's a pretty good good leader on the field, and then what he's doing behind the scenes. He's definitely got the shiny red nose.
Yeah, I would agree. That's a pretty good choice there in Mr. Longoria. And you know, Bill, having covered Evan's career for the entirety of his career, all with Tampa Bay, of course, how have you seen him evolve from his days as, you know, a highly touted rookie to one of the more established stars in Major League Baseball? How has that evolution process gone in becoming the leader that he is today for this team?
Well, you know, first he was, you know, just the flash, you know, rookie who could do it all. And he's, you know, evolved nicely into this leadership role. And I think a lot of it is just the consistency and professionalism he's shown throughout his career. And you know, I know Rays fans, it was nice to see him kind of rebound back to have such a good season. And of course, the rebound in his case is really not that far. He's been putting up solid numbers throughout his career, but last year was a special year number-wise.
Yeah, I would agree that 2015, maybe some seeds of doubt planted that, well, he's not quite the player he once was, and then he bounces back in 2016 by putting up those Longoria-esque numbers and to quell some of those fears that maybe the drop-off was beginning. But he is still, after so many years, one of baseball's most consistent and talented performers, no question. Bill, moving on to question number three. After a difficult 2016 season, which player do you think should stand underneath the mistletoe with the fan base to kind of kiss and make up and hope for a fresh start and a clean slate here in 2017?
Well, that one's kind of a difficult situation because it implies that he had ill will, sort of. But I would have to go with Chris Archer on that one because the expectations were so high for him last year. And he still pitched well, still is supposedly has, you know, most think he's got some of the best stuff in baseball. But, you know, some of the numbers that a lot of people point to, just like almost losing 20 games, you know, that kind of goes against him, even though I think he was, you know, throwing good pitches and showing good stuff. I think people expected more.
Yeah, I would agree. I know that at this time last year, you know, when you talked about the Cy Young candidates heading into a fresh season, Chris Archer's name was right there at the top of that list, along with, you know, Chris Sale and Felix Hernandez, who's there every year. Didn't quite work out for Archer. But, Bill, do you think, is he one of those cases that he was just victimized by some terrible luck? And when you look at the peripheral numbers, you know, the Ks per nine and the whip and the fielding independent pitching, I think those numbers were still pretty solid, and it leads credence to the theory that, you know, yes, the one-loss record was ugly, but he was still a very solid pitcher last year.
Oh, I totally agree. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people put him up there as a potential Cy Young Award guy this year. You know, he works hard. He's out there every day doing what he can. In the offseason, he does what he can to get better. But it was a case of where the expectations were really high, and and you know, the numbers didn't represent maybe exactly what he was doing out there.
Yeah, I would agree. And maybe, you know, after having the season that he had in 2016, if those expectations come down just a little bit, he can relax and get back to being the pitcher that we know that he can be and be a legit Cy Young candidate here coming up in the 2017 season. Bill, question number four, let's assume that every player on the team is an eight-year-old boy. Which player would be the most excited, the most hyper to run downstairs and be the first one to open up gifts on Christmas morning?
You know, that's a tough one, too, but I'm going to go with Steven Souza Jr. Based on the way he plays and kind of his exuberance, you know, he's the guy who's always running into walls. Sometimes he's diving for a ball even when he doesn't have a chance. He dives into the stands. You know, sometimes you get the super nice guy, and sometimes you think, you know, he's almost like a big Labrador out there, you know, chasing a tennis ball. So I'm going to go with Steven.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. Given his makeup and his personality, I think that he would win the foot race to the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. And he seems like a guy that definitely looks forward to this holiday each and every year. So, Bill, transitioning from Christmas to New Year's, quite simply, we all make resolutions and very few of us keep them. But let's say that the Rays keep theirs. What is the Tampa Bay Rays 2017 New Year's resolution going to be?
That one's easier. Happier outcomes for their fans.
I think that's a good one, too. That's coming off a difficult 2016 in a very competitive AL East. You can make the case that is the best division in baseball. The Rays want to give their fans more to cheer for here coming up in the 2017 season. Bill Chastain, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time and a happy holiday to you and your family in a new year as well. And I'm sure we'll be talking plenty coming up after the new year here in 2017. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Tampa Bay Rays.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.